We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're talking about Tom Steyer, the billionaire philanthropist, held a news conference in Iowa this afternoon to announce that he will not be running for president in 2020. Steyer says he plans to devote all of his time and resources to his campaign to impeach President Trump.
Mr. Trump has revealed new depths to his incompetence, his corruption, and his cruelty.
So Phil Steyer had hired a campaign manager. He conducted polling. He goes to Iowa to announce he's not running. I mean, what happened?
He didn't move the needle. Patty, Tom Steyer has been playing in the political arena for years now. He's helped pass initiatives in California. He's given big money to environmental causes. He played big in the Democratic Senate races across the country a few years back. $70 million in there, came up with some wins and some losses. Played big in the midterm elections in a number of states and was very influential. But what he's best known for is that sort of voice that you just heard there saying the end of the world is here and it's time to impeach Donald Trump. He's been spending tens of million dollars on that campaign. Everybody thought it was going to be his ticket to an office, whether it be U.S. Senate run in California. He didn't do that. Then the next idea was the presidential. Yes, he hired a campaign, but Patty, the political reality is that for all of that, it didn't move the needle and he wasn't picking up traction.
So, Phil, he's put himself in an interesting position now because he's pushing back against the notion that he was doing all this to get office, to get into office. So he really can't stop if he wants to make that argument. I don't get any sense that he plans to slow down that campaign.
No, he doesn't. Now, Tom Steyer, is, in case you don't know out there, is a billionaire. He's a former hedge fund manager. He lives in San Francisco, and he sort of remade himself as an environmentalist. Now, if he runs, or if he had run, for example, Patty, you can bet it would take what? 30 seconds, 15 seconds before everybody started digging back into his days as a hedge fund manager. And it's already known that a lot of the stuff he invested in was fossil fuels. That's not the greatest thing for a Democratic candidate to be out there running. The second thing was he was going to self-fund if he did it. He'd be pouring his own millions in. And, you know, in the populist sentiment of the Democratic Party with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, the idea of somebody coming in with big bucks to try to rule the roost, that's not necessarily the greatest image either. Because you don't just win with the public, you've got to win with the delegates and the caucus people, too. And, you know, Tom hasn't got exactly what we call the most charismatic presence. It takes a lot of work to get those commercials done for him on TV.
So you think he will continue his campaign?
Yes,
to
I do think he will continue his campaign to impeach the president. He's committed to that. He's on TV. He's been on for a while. He will. That's ruffled some Democratic feathers who say that, look, this is the time right now where we need to get things done. We don't need to be going after Donald Trump for impeachment. Leave that to Robert Mueller and the investigation there. Let's go and take care of health care. Let's get the government reopened. Let's take care of that. But he's the one that's got the money, so he can do whatever he wants.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.